Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. It's weird. Friday, that's actually a proper Friday. There have been so many public holidays around here in South Africa the last few weeks. But great question in today from Tunzi Dwana. And Tunzi saying, in the last 2 years, cold and flu has hit me at the end of April, beginning of May. How should I ease back into the program given its tapering time with the best 10 days of normal week, midweek training still in the bag? He's alternatively, should he be concerned if all he manages is 8 to 15 kilometer runs and then the Randburg half marathon this weekend, possibly being the longest he'll run in May outside of Comrades? Shouldn't Tunzi be worried? What's the best way to sort of get back into things if you have picked up a bit of a bug?
Yeah, it's important that if you have been sick that you do look after yourself and are symptom free, because if you start Comrades sick, that's going to compromise your ability to finish way more than missing a couple of long training runs. So, you know, if you've done very little in terms of long training runs through May, then this weekend I would probably do a little more than a half marathon. I'd probably push myself to between 30 and 36 kilometers maximum, and then to follow a fairly normal taper from that point. So, but you really do need to start putting some things into action so that you can try and avoid getting sick in future. So increasing your vitamin C intake, taking a good multivitamin, making sure that you don't stand around after training in cold, wet clothes. So finish your training, get showered and warm, and do your stretch after that. And avoid sick people. If you've got kids, that means you need to build an extension onto your house with a lockable door. Jokes. But yeah, if you do have kids and they obviously bring a lot of germs into the house, just keep your hands clean. Try and keep your hands away from your face and just minimize your chance of getting sick.
Yeah, just fob the kids off on the grandparents for the next month. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. Thanks for that question as well. Much appreciated. Don't forget, you can get your questions in just like Ntunzi did today. All you have to do is head over to coachperry.com. Also, be sure to check out the Coach Perry online community. We've got a very vibrant community. We've got some great questions that get asked in the private Facebook group. Lots of online training videos all in that community. So go check it out. Head to coachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.